Hi, everyone. This is Issa Tease. 2016, exclamation point. This is a year that is going to be filled with a tremendous amount of everything. Some people are going to be finishing up a lot of things that they haven't really completed, meaning that there's going to be issues, if you will, situations that really need to be looked at. Have you noticed already that you are being pushed up against things and having to make decisions about ways that you have been that you're no longer really able to tolerate the way that you used to? The year of 2016 is about authenticity. It's about being real. It's about being in your core about who you really are and giving up the games and all of the other blank things that you have been doing and pretending. This is the year where the pretend self takes the back seat to the true self. This is the year that you are going to have an opportunity to experience the profundity of the energy that is going to help you do this. And how it helps you do this is sometimes not comfortable. You need to know that. Because what happens is when the energy comes in this intensely, as it is going to and increase throughout the entire year, what occurs is that it, for lack of a better term, it shines the light on all of the parts that have been stuck and you've been rigid about and you're not allowing yourself to look at or to change or to experience. And that doesn't feel comfortable to the personality or to the ego because it's threatened. Because when we start to dig up that stuff, what occurs is that it becomes frightened. It's afraid for the loss of its identity, the loss of its life, if you will. First of all, it's not going to die. But some of the old garbage that is no longer relevant or important or supportive is not only going to, it has to go. It has to go because to really feel the totality of life, you must be clear enough. You must hold enough frequency to be able to experience that. Those of you that are feeling so much already, it's because your body is holding so much light that you become virtually transparent. You become like a sieve. Things just move through you. So you start to experience and feel everything. It's not comfortable for most. Most people will do everything they can to thicken themselves up so they don't have to feel all of life, especially when life doesn't always feel so fun. And it doesn't really matter what your conscious mind wants because the true source of who it is that you truly are, your God, your spirit, your programmer, whatever your word is very clear about what it has in mind for this next year. And you, as a personality or as an ego piece, are going to resist or not. It's going to usually come up with all kinds of things that it will tell you is not going to be okay. It's not safe. It could kill me. What's going to happen if I actually do what I want? What's going to happen if I really tell the truth? I can tell you in 2016 and beyond, secrets don't work. Not going to happen. You'll be exposed. You will see more and more of the governmental things and all the political things. They're going to be exposed more than they already have. This has been going on. It's going to increase. You're being called forth to get to real. Get to real. What's real? What's true? Who are you? What do you really want? And in doing so, it can be frightening because it means that for some, their relationships will end. They will shift into something else. And that will occur if people do not get real within the realm of their existence. And they'll gravitate towards someone or something that will allow them to be more authentic because authenticity is the word of the year. I said it earlier, I'll repeat it again. What you can do right now is write a list of the things that you are doing that aren't really true for you. You don't really want to do them, but you're doing them because you think you should do them, because you have to do them, because you're obligated to do them, whatever your word is. And then write another list next to it of what it is that you truly would love to do. And when you become very honest with yourself, regardless of whether you act on it or not, being able to see this is going to be very supportive. There are some things that it might take a matter of time for you to evolve into. Letting go of something instantly doesn't usually happen for most people. And the letting go of can be an attitude. It can be a belief system. It can be a job. It can be a child. It can be a relationship. It can be anything. But until you really know, and you can accept the truth of what it is that's in your core, you're going to live in hell. And it's going to be harder and harder to live in that place, because the energy will push on you and push on you and push on you until you just explode and you can't take it anymore. This is a powerful year. This is the most amazing experience coming your way. And you're going to find more light, if you will, more things working for you than have ever worked before. This is the year that can be the more amazing experience that you've ever had before. It can be the most awesome year of your life so far. And the more you resist telling the truth, the more you resist being real, the more you resist listening to what it is that your body is saying, the more you resist to what it is your internal guidance system is telling you, the more pain, the more suffering, and the more difficulty you're going to have. It's very simple. It doesn't seem easy, but it's very simple. So you will have to walk through those fears of what it may seem to cost you. What will you lose if you tell the truth? What will you lose if you are authentic? Because the ego is going to say, well, if I do this, it's going to cost me that. And so the fear will keep you stuck right in the same old place, feeling worse and worse. So if you really want to know joy in 2016, then you best step up and get really real with you. Get honest with yourself. And when you have that list and you don't know how to approach it and you don't know what to do, perhaps there's something that I can do to support you in your clarity. In 2016, I'm going to do some coaching. So know that that's an available option, or find support from wherever it is that you can, that you know will be completely neutral, unbiased, and sees from a very, very high perspective. Because otherwise you will find that you will be with people that will usually support not your highest, but rather help you stay stuck into the old patterns. And that's the key. Getting out of the box, get out of the box, get out of the box, and make this the most amazing year of your life so far. You can do it. And you will have all the support in the world, literally and figuratively, to help you get through whatever it is that you have in front of you. And you will know life like a small child in glee, finding joy and freedom and aliveness more than you ever, ever have before. So until it is that we connect again, feel a hug and know that I am holding you absolutely, all of us together, doing what it is that we know that we're capable of doing. Make it so.